Parades and services in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. are scheduled across the country today, and there are plans for the civil rights leader to have a monument on the National Mall where he gave the I Have a Dream speech 42 years ago. We interrupted rehearsal of the Boys Choir of Harlem and the Girls Choir of Harlem and asked the young people to read Dr. King's famous speech in celebration of what would have been his 76th birthday.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
50 years ago, a great American, in whose symbolic shadow we stand today, signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice.
It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination.
100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro is still languishing in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. So we have come here today to dramatize a shameful condition.
It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summer of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until there is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality.
1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual.
The whirlwinds of revolts will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied as long as our bodies,
heavy with the fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the cities.
No, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream.
And righteousness like a mighty stream.
Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities, knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friends.
And so even though we face the difficulty of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident.
That all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood.
I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin,
but by the content of their character. I have a dream that one day down in Alabama, with its vicious races,
with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day, right down in Alabama,
little black boys
and black girls will be able to join hands
with little white boys and white girls
as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together.
This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with.
With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope.
With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together.
To pray together.
To struggle together.
To go to jail together.
To stand up for freedom together.
Knowing that we will be free one day.
And this will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with a new meaning. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Of thee I sing, land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims' pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true.
And so let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire.
Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York.
Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania.
Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado.
Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California.
But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia.
Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee.
Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi.
From every mountainside, let freedom ring.
And when this happens, when we allow freedom to ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet,
from every state and every city,
we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children,
black men and white men,
Jews and Gentiles,
Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands
and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
From the Girls Choir of Harlem, we heard Nikoise Waring, Jasmine Williams, Yodit Smith, and Tiffany Maya Dickinson. From the Boys Choir of Harlem, Abdul Bar Khalik, Christopher Davis, and Justin Austin. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
Sopranos announcers, four lines so fair, three, four,